لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. As we have explained yesterday, in this ayat, Allah acknowledges our iman, which is a very, very great boon and a very great favor from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has called us people of iman. And on that, as we had explained, Jannat we will get by having that. We just have to look after it, and may we die with iman, inshallah. Then another great boon in this is that Allah wants to give us a higher level of iman, that level which is really called, where a person is called a wali of Allah. Allah calls him his friend. Allah called him first a person of iman, which is a very great thing. Now Allah wants to make him his wali, his friend. For that Allah said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made farz upon you. We explained yesterday in detail that Allah did not say He made rozas for us, but rozas have been made for us, so we don't feel, why did Allah make something difficult and hard upon us? Then Allah made it further more easy, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, as it was made for us upon the people before you. So you haven't been singled out, you haven't been targeted. Others also kept roza. You shouldn't feel hard about it. And then Allah explained the great reward of this whole exercise, that you will acquire taqwa. And by acquiring taqwa, you will become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And we also explained a little bit that when a person becomes the friend of Allah, what great honor and virtue doesn't he acquire by becoming the wali of Allah Ta'ala. What enjoyment, what pleasure doesn't a person acquire when he becomes the friend of Allah Ta'ala. In another place Allah Ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Those who become the awliya, they la khawfun alayhim, they have got no fear whatsoever. Fear, yeah, is associated with the future, what's going to happen in front. Every person wonders that if I have to die, what will happen to my children? What will happen to this? If I have to become paralyzed, what will happen? If I become blind, what will happen? At the time of mort, what will happen? In the qabr, what will happen? But the awliya, Allah declares, لا خوف عليهم. Allah will remove all the fear for the future. And there are many a'mal which we have been shown by which a person gets saved from fear. For our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, in Hazrat's beautiful way, in many examples that he gives, in this instance he says that when Switzerland can make a waterproof watch, that watch can be under so many meters of water, but not even the vapor of the water will enter that watch. They've made it waterproof. So then what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to make a worry-proof heart? That no matter what the conditions are, no worry will enter that heart. No fear whatsoever will enter that heart. Right? There are many a'mal that are shown. So one is, if a person becomes a wali of Allah, Allah guarantees, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, and no grief will come on that person, no sorrow. And that is associated with the past. That what happened in the past, this happened, I'm sad about that, this one passed away, that one passed away. The awliya, the Allah Ta'ala, in fact, not only that Allah makes their heart worry-proof and grief-proof, sorrow-proof, in fact, their condition becomes like that of Allah Ta'ala. And that is that Allah's condition is one of His many conditions. وَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمِ وَفِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. That every moment Allah is in a different beautiful spectacle of grandness, of greatness, of beauty. So that person also who is connected with Allah, Allah keeps him also happy all the time. He is also every moment in a state of ecstasy, of enjoyment, and great enjoyment. So the awliya experience such great benefit. And in this ayat, Allah explains, everyone can become a wali of Allah. And in this 1 month of Ramadan, you can become a wali. So Allah says in front, your effort that you have to make is not a long effort. Ayyam ma'adudat. Just for a few days. Ayyam, days. ma'adudat ginti ke, which you can count, which are easily countable, not a long, long period. Like we read our tasbihat, we read now after asr namaz, 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar. Almost all of us, we counted it on our fingers. So on our fingers we counted 100 now. And this is not even so much. At the most it's only 30. So only few days, 30 days only. So yeah, there are two things, that it is a long effort. That is one thing. The other thing is, there are few days, but they are very, very valuable. Make qadr of them. Don't waste a single moment of it. Here we come on to the subject of today, the value of time. How valuable time is. That this few days, Allah says, just a few days you have got. Just make the correct effort. This few days are going to pass. Many people who are not used to keeping rozas, their major problem is the rozas. That how are we going to keep the rozas? Other people, for that reason, we should try and get into the groove long before Ramadan. Like for example, if a person wants to take off with his car and it is uphill and he puts the car in fifth gear, or if the car got a sixth gear in sixth gear, the car won't, it's just going to jerk a little and stall, it's going to switch off. So if we don't get ready for Ramadan, this is our condition. That we are going uphill, Ramadan is uphill. And we have to put it in sixth gear, in fifth gear, in fourth gear, third gear. And we have to pull off, the car can't take that strain. And it stalls. So we find many of us, we start Ramadan, two, three nights Taraweeh, then a car jerks and it stalls. Then we're not coming for Taraweeh anymore. Many of us start our tilawat of Quran Sharif with a big bang at the beginning. But just a two, 3 days, a week, and then we are not making our tilawat. We saw we have fallen back. I don't think I'll manage my khatam. And we lose all hope and we don't do anything after that. Many of us, we start with our namazes. And for a few days, because we are not in the groove. If we start long before, and we start off and we pull off in first gear, and then we go on to second, third, fourth, by Ramzan when it comes, we put into fifth gear. Then it's smooth sailing. Now we are out of the city also. Now we are on the open road and it's just smooth sailing. You just go on smoothly. Your whole Ramzan goes smoothly. So therefore it is very necessary that we start well in advance. For that we see Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua from Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. From Rajab we were made ready. The month of Rajab is the month which is famous. Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The real significance for us is we should put our namazes in order by in Rajab. That we all our qaza umri, all our namazes, and then make our namazes punctually, properly, with concentration, devotion. Then when Sha'ban comes, the 15th of Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at, the night of salvation, the night of purification, the night of tawbah and istighfar. So we are doing a spiritual bath in Sha'ban already. And then now we are set for Ramadan. And also the Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sha'ban is my month. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept lot of rozas in Sha'ban. The most rozas Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept in a month besides Ramadan was the month of Sha'ban. So if we keep our rozas, now we are well set for Ramadan. Then we can really get the benefits of Ramadan. If a person, we know everywhere, you go to a madrasa anywhere, if you go before the lessons actually start and you become orientated properly, you become used to everything. When the day the lessons start, you just go into the lessons, everything else is easy. But if you haven't done anything still, and you come to the place, to the madrasa, when the sabaks have started already, now you still have to get your room, you still have to unpack your things, you don't know anything around there, especially if you're a foreigner, and if you have a language problem also, then how are you going to get used to your lessons? So a person should start before time. So to make qadr of time, we have to make qadr of time before that. Before Ramadan, we should be prepared for Ramadan, mentally also, and then emotionally also, and then physically also, spiritually also. That person will get the benefit of Ramadan. And a person who just extracts himself from all his work, all his occupation, and he just comes headlong into Ramadan, that person, in most cases, it is difficult that he's going to get the full benefit of Ramadan. So we should prepare for Ramadan long before. If we haven't done now, at least for the future, we should at least make that niyat. According to the niyat also, Allah Ta'ala will give us whether we live till the next Ramadan or not, that only Allah knows. But at least we will, we make that niyat. And really we should work in that, which Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, live your life like Ramadan and your mort will come like Eid. We spend our Ramadan like Ramadan, we enjoy Eid when it comes, but live your whole life like Ramadan. And then your mort will come like Eid. It will be the day of the greatest celebration. It won't be a day that you'll fear. Nobody is frightened for Eid's day. Everyone is looking eagerly forward to it. Eid morning, you don't need the alarm clock. Before the alarm rings, you are up already. You are ready already. So like that, a person won't wait for the alarm of Malakul Maut. When he has to come and call us, we'll be ready for him well in advance. And really, that is what is life. When a person lives his life like that he's looking forward to maut. Al-mautu jasrun yusalu al-habib ila al-habib. Maut is a bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. And if unfortunately because of our present lifestyle, which is basically a Western lifestyle, and which is a dunya-orientated lifestyle, our nature also has become that of the Jews, which the Quran Sharif challenges them. They say they are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Nahnu ahibba Allah. We are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. If that is the case, Allah Ta'ala, it challenges them. Qul in that, fatamannaw al-maut in kuntum sadiqeen. Desire for maut if you are truthful that you love Allah. If you really love Allah, you will be who doesn't want to go to his beloved? Who doesn't say that he doesn't want to go to his wife, doesn't want to go to his children, to his business? Everyone wants to go. So if you say you have to do this are all the formalities, everyone is prepared to do it because he wants to go. So the formality to reach Allah is maut and the desire for maut. And poor people are so frightened that they don't want to take maut's name also, that perhaps maut will come. Where many places, the ustad, or ladies also, they teach others how to give ghusl and kafan. Ladies don't want to get ready for that. If we'll lie down there, perhaps our maut will come. Maut will only come on its time. We are so frightened for maut. There's a story written of a king who was very frightened for maut, that he had passed a law in his kingdom that nobody must use the word maut. If you want to say that somebody has died, you must use a code word and you must say he was born. Because birth is a enjoyment, it's a pleasure everyone enjoys. So this king had to go away for some work. He left his deputy, but the deputy was not aware of this law and decree that you have to say that if somebody has died, you must say that the person is born. So that king was gone and his deputy was there. One of the persons, his father had passed away. So he came and he told the king, my father is born, I have to go home. So he couldn't understand. He started laughing. That what is this? How can you be born? How your father be born now? Then how were you born? So the king made a big joke out of it and he's laughing in front of everyone. This person is saying his father is born. That person, he was very sad. His father had died. So he told the king, if you carry on like this, then just now my mother will also be born. Meaning that my mother will die just now. So some people are so frightened for maut that they don't want to use the word of maut also. But really, a mu'min, what did Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu tell the Roman emperor? That you have got people with you who love women, who love wine, and who love life. The people I've got with me, they are people who love death and look forward to death. And really, this is what the West still today cannot understand. What they call suicide bombers, which are martyrdom operations. They just cannot, all their psychology fails them. That how can a person willingly go forward and give his life? And not only ordinary, not an old man who is in any case going to die, but young people. And not young people, many of these Arabs, extremely wealthy, who are living a luxurious life. But because when it comes to this, the Arabs, they are blessed naturally by Allah Ta'ala with that iman, that they are prepared to go and do what they call suicide operations, martyrdom operation. Not only young boys, girls, young girls are prepared to go and do this. This is a mu'min, the shan of a mu'min. He looks forward to more. And this is also a asset test to test our iman. That to claim iman and to give lengthy talks on iman and make zikr loudly also, everything. But how much do we really in our hearts that at least we're not frightened for more? And more than that, that we are desirous and eager for more. And it also, a person might think, I might die, what will happen to my family? Then you are claiming godhood, that you are your family's God. You are looking after them, you are seeing to them. If your real iman is, Allah is seeing to everyone, you won't mind. I'm in the way here. I'm blocking the way here. If I get out of the way, Allah will see to them directly. Now Allah is seeing to them through me. That is, if our iman is correct, that I'm only a means. But if our iman is, I'm looking after my family, I'm running this, I'm seeing to this, I have to see to their education, I have to see to their upbringing, then that is, our iman also is not correct. So this is an asset test also. Any case, it is just a yamam ma'adudat. A few days, and these few days, they'll pass very easily. So you don't get worried. But more than that, appreciate, make qadr. Like a person who has got a very important meeting program somewhere, and he has to take one plane, and he's in transit in some airport, from there he has to catch another plane, and he's just got a little while. How much doesn't he make dua? This plane mustn't be delayed, otherwise I'll miss that plane. And when he gets there to that airport, in the transit lounge where he has to go, he's rushing out. And he's not looking this side or that side. I must see that I catch my plane there. And that little wine in the transit lounge, he will appreciate it. He will make qadr of that time. He won't waste his time at all. So much so that even if he has to go to toilet, he'll try his utmost to keep it. And he'll say, I'll go in the plane. But yeah, I mustn't miss that plane. So this year is the transit lounge, the dunya. And this month of Ramadan is a transit month for us. If we have to change our plane now, where the wrong plane we were in, we have to get into the right plane now. Then it's only a few days that we have got to make this, to get our ticket, and to get our visa, and to board into the right plane. And if we do it, and we boarded the plane, our work will be done. But if we miss the plane, we did not prepare. So ayyam ma'adudat. Let us not think that, how is this month? How unfortunately most of us think, month of Ramadan. No, it's a very few days. Very fortunate are those brothers who came for itikaf or who came to the Khanqah before Ramadan. 10 days. They became well orientated. They became set already. They became informed of the program. They were in the groove already. They can take much more advantage when the month of Ramadan is started. So anyway, as soon as the month of Ramadan is started, ayyam ma'adudat, just a few days are left. It is just a few days. Make qadr of every moment. And that beautiful example of Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Hatsab, Dhamad Barakatum, which Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri had narrated to us, that if the government has to give all the Muslims of the country money printing machines, and you can print any denomination from a 10 rand note up to a 200 rand note. So what everyone will put it on 200, and it will work only as soon as the moon is sighted for Ramadan. Everyone will have his ears glued to the radio, and before the announcement on the radio, he will have so many cell phones and landlines to make sure he doesn't miss out a single moment. As soon, wherever they have sighted the moon, it is established, I must be the first one to know, so that I don't miss out those few moments also. And that machine will stop working when the moon is sighted for Eid. At that time, he'll put off all his phones that I mustn't get the news. That as much as my machine can work till the last, when it stops itself, let it stop. But I'm not going to stop. I don't want to hear also that it has stopped. But this is just for some 200 rand notes. And in a whole month of Ramadan, if a person can print every second one 200 rand note, how much will that be? But what is that? That is absolutely nothing. Just as we heard about the value of the Quran Sharif. That what is a he camel or a she camel or a couple of camels compared to one ayat of the Quran Sharif. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and him and his father Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam what great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah tabaraka ta'ala had given them the highest in spirituality, made them Anbiya, and in dunya such kingdom that he made dua that nobody else must be given a kingdom like the kingdom I have been given. So don't think that what today we see is anything superior. Because it was his dua that Ya Allah, Rabbi habli mulkal la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'adi. That oh Allah, give me such a kingdom that nobody gets such a kingdom after me. So nobody will get a kingdom like that of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was his kingdom? Allah gave him the control of the air. Allah, the language of the birds, language of the animals he knew. He controlled the jinnat also. They worked for him. And they worked so much when they built the Baytul Muqaddas. Then he stood on his staff, on his stick, watching them. Because jinnats are normally very, very unruly. They don't behave well. They are very lazy. They don't work right. So he stood there to show them, I'm present here. He passed away, but he was still leaning. And they saw him and they carried on with their work, thinking that he's still alive. So such kingdom Allah had given him. Allah gave him such what is a jumbo jet and the new aeroplane which is coming bigger than the jumbo and faster than the jumbo. That what is that also compared to Sulaiman alayhi salam? His plane which Allah had given him in his time. And the Quran is the evidence of this. Not any history book of any historian. The Quran says, the speed of this plane, غُدُوُهَا شَحْرٌ وَرَوَاهُهَا شَحْرٌ. It's one morning, it covered a journey of a month. And one evening, the journey of a month. And how big it was, all the jinnat, animals, all were on that plane. And then he flew. He should make his namazes in Baytullah, one namaz, another namaz in Baytul Muqaddas, five different namazes in five different countries he used to make his namazes. What Allah had given him. One day when he was flying like this with this greatness of his and great what Allah had blessed him with, then a person on the ground, a mu'min, a believer, saw this and said, Subhanallah, what hasn't Allah blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with? The wind conveyed this message to Sulaiman alayhi salam immediately. He ordered his plane to come down. Such a kingdom, he didn't need a runaway. He didn't need a radar system. He didn't need anything communication with the ground, that how's the weather, etc. Nothing he needed. He landed there. And he asked that person, what did you say? He got a shock that what is this? So he told him, you don't have to be frightened. I just want to know. He said, I only said Subhanallah because what Allah has given you. Sulaiman alayhi salam told him that in your mind, and he's a mu'min, and he's a wali of Allah, but his ma'rifat was still not at that level. In your mind there's something very great. And the Nabi taught him greater ma'rifat and taught him that your Subhanallah is more greater than all this what Allah had given to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So if we print 200 rand notes every second, what is that compared to one Subhanallah, which is everlasting? But unfortunately we don't have qadar of it. This month of we don't have qadar of Subhanallah. We don't have qadar of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is that kitab that if you take the name of shaitan, you read tasbih 1,000 times, you'll get no sawab. If you read shaitan, 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 what you going to get? Nothing. If you read Fir'aun, 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 Haman, 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 Qarun. But you read in the Quran Sharif, shaitan, 5 letters, 50 sawabs when you read it in the Quran. When you read the ayat, inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. Now you're reading the word shaitan. But it's Quran Sharif, 50 sawabs for that. And that's without wuzu, just out of memory, without touching the Quran Sharif. And if you read it looking inside, for every letter, 10 more sawabs, 500. And if you read it in namaz, and yeah, it refers to nafil namaz, in a sitting position, then for every letter, 25 sawabs, 50 sawabs, and in a standing position, 100 sawabs, and whole life's nafil cannot equal to one faraz. So in faraz namaz, when we listen to qiraat and we read Quran Sharif, we read Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Allahu Akbar, we can never imagine what the reward is. And again, if we know Allah, we'll know that what is it for Allah to give so much? We want to become wealthy people in this dunya. Wise is that person who wants to become wealthy in the akhirat. Dunya, no matter how wealthy you become, but you leave it all behind. Otherwise, if you don't leave it behind, it will leave you behind. Dunya, it's taken away. It's how many people? The carpet is pulled out under their feet. They lose everything what they had acquired in this dunya. Sometimes problems come in what way, how they hit you, you don't know from where they hit you, and everything is taken away. Otherwise, in any case, we are going to leave the dunya. We leave it behind. But that goodness of akhirat stays with a person in this dunya also. It stays in the qabr, it stays in akhirat, it stays in jannah forever and ever with a person. Those three people of Bani Israel who got caught in a cave, and a rock fell on the mouth, they couldn't come out. Their cell phone didn't help them. If they had in that zamana any cell phone, no paramedics could help them. Nobody could help them. What helped them? Their aman. Today also we get saved. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi elaborated on this. Sometimes a close accident or in a business we could have lost thousands, millions in a, but just in time we managed to catch up on something and we got saved. And we think it was my intelligence. Or somebody helped me. Some neki of yours. Neki helps a person in this dunya. Today we have to, that is what we don't appreciate. Something good happens in our life, we don't ascribe it to Allah. So that our muhabbat with Allah doesn't grow because we don't ascribe it to Allah. That just these things happen in life. Or my doing. Or so and so, that so and so came and helped me out in my problem. So we appreciate that person. Our appreciation for that person grows because he helped us out. If we realize it is Allah who is doing it, then we will appreciate it and our love for Allah will grow. That, Ya Allah, you did all this for me. So that consciousness of Iman, which is called Ihsan, to realize we all believe Allah, we were born, Allah gave, Allah created us, but to be conscious and that every ni'mat I've got, Allah has given it, and to think of it in that line, see how easily our love for Allah will grow. And then just couple it with zikrullah, repeating Allah's name. Who, what name you replay? It is a famous thing. Speak of a lie so much that the world accepts it as a truth. And that is what is happening. Whether it is the Holocaust or whether it is anything else, so much it's spoken about, so much it's talked about, the world accepts it as a truth. The 11-9, one friend of mine gave it a very nice name, Gyarvi Sharif. The 11-9, he gave it a very nice name, Gyarvi Sharif. So speak so much about it that it was done by people and whose only passports they found afterwards. The planes also they couldn't find. No parts of the plane they could find. Nothing. If they found anything, they found the passports intact. So, but they spoke so much, the vast majority of the world believes in it as a truth. So, Allah's name, if we repeat Allah's name, who is a reality? Who is not a fantasy, na'uzubillah. Who is a reality, see how our yaqeen will grow. And see how our love for Allah will grow. So zikrullah, dua, and then sohbat saliheen, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, mat poocho naam, mat poocho ladhat naam kibriyai ki. What are you asking of the sweetness of the name of Allah Ta'ala? Halawat naam khuda ki, the enjoyment of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Lekin ye daulat milti hai kahan se? But where do you get this treasure that to take Allah's name? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mu'adh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that forget a person himself getting the enjoyment. He says, I saw those buzurgs of mine that when somebody else is making zikr, actually water comes in their mouth. Like you're passing somebody's house and the nice smell of a braai comes, or biryani comes there, or any other nice smell, water comes in your mouth when somebody else was making zikr, and that is how zikr should be made also. Many people, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum writes, they don't benefit, they make years and years of zikr, but they don't travel, they don't move towards Allah, because of two reasons. One is not ashiqana zikr. They don't make that zikr with the love of Allah Ta'ala. They don't get enjoyment in their zikr. That when is the zikr? Tasbih just want to get finished. They count the number, the danas again. Beads, are they 100 or 500 on this tasbih? They just want to come to an end. But when you make that zikr that you hardly started, how come it got finished already? You get that enjoyment. When a person reads a book, the sign that he's enjoying and understanding that book, that he doesn't look how many pages left. Every now and then turning to the end, how many pages left? No, even the Quran Sharif, when a person enjoys, how many pages left for the supara? No, he's just enjoying, he's going on, that is enjoyment. So zikr must be made, ashiqana zikr. And the other is concentration. And to achieve all this is sohbat salihin, the company of the pious people. There a person will acquire this. So this is what a person, so they have just this few days that we have got of this month of Ramadan. And if we know what our aim and object, if we haven't got, we went to airport, we just loitering around. And today we see airports of the world. You wonder, you don't see an aeroplane. There are only shops. They are big malls. You just see big shops. There is no aeroplane, there is no custom place, there is no immigration place. The way the shops, Dubai, forget going to buy in the city of Dubai. The airport itself, what shopping they have and they got there. Amount of shops, and when you're there, you can easily forget your purpose also. That how many times, and we know it is a fact, that they have to make announcement after announcement, that the plane is leaving, so and so passenger, it's now the final call, and 10 final calls they make. They're waiting for that passengers, they're too busy, shopping, etc. So we also have come in this dunya, and we forgot what we have to plane, we have to board the plane. We also got too much involved in this dunya, all the time involved in this dunya. And yeah, our time, Allah says, this precious moments of Ramadan, you are in this transit lounge, ayyam ma'aduda, just a few minutes it is, a little while it is. So we have got a major object that we have to understand. And the value of time is so great. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took qasam on time, wal asr. Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath on time. Allah doesn't have to take an oath. Allah, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can speak a truer word than Allah Ta'ala? But Allah has taken, and ulama have written various reasons why Allah has taken, or the things on which Allah takes qasam on. One is to show on what Allah has taken qasam. That is a very great thing. One time we were with our Shaykh at the sea in Durban, on the coast in Natal, and Hazrat was making dua, and he says, Ya Allah, mein waasta deta hu, ye aapke azim ushan makhluk samandar ki. The sea, which is one of your great creations, I beg of you in the name of this great creation of yours. So on what Allah has taken qasam on, they are very great things. Allah has taken qasam on time. So time, Allah has shown, is very, very valuable. And the surah is so short, but the message in it is so great. If we get that message, everything of deen, dunya and akhirat will be done for a person. So time is a very valuable commodity. Time, a famous saying, time and tide waits for no man. No matter who you are, time will not wait for you. Time will wait for no man whatsoever, no matter who he is. And time is that once it's gone, no matter what effort you make, you cannot get your time back again. Your health you can get back. Many people, we have seen people, we thought that he was on his last, we'll get the news of his mort any time. After that again, splendid health, he's got very good health. People who lost all their money, they got their money back. People who lost all their happiness, they got their happiness back. Anything else, people, not a good example, but people who lost their iman, became accepted again, became Muslims. They lost their, what a valuable commodity, iman. They lost it. They got it back again. But time, death will not come back to anyone. So time, we have to make qadr of this time. And again, let us reiterate that the object of this month of Ramadan is that we acquire taqwa, that we give up gunas, to translate it simply. If we can't give up all our gunas, some of our gunas. And that will be the sad condition of a person if he cannot identify any of his gunas. And he feels that I'm all right, there is nothing wrong with me. That person is in a very, very sad condition. But a person who knows his weaknesses, identifies just one or two of them, and resolves that I'm giving up for life for good. Not only for the month of Ramadan. Well, not only to put a parda on the TV in the month of Ramadan. Make us such a honorable person that we put a parda on her. And on Eid's day, we remove the parda again. Now, that you get rid of it. And very fortunate, and mashallah, there have been such people, women in Azadwal, who took their TV to a public place, and the first they threw a stone or a brick at it and broke it. All, whatever their collection of, in those days, there weren't DVDs, whatever it was in those days, all that also, they broke it in front of full view of the public. So that if a person can bring himself, that my gunas that I've got, I give them up. And also in this way, this is also a good thing, that a person makes it publicly known, that this I was doing till now, and I promise I will never do it again. We were traveling with our sheikh in the aeroplane on one journey, and Hazrat took the in-flight magazine, he was glancing through it, and there came the one page of almost a complete naked woman. He closed it immediately and he called us and he said, I'm making you people witness that from today I won't look at the in-flight magazine. Because you don't know on what page you might see what. And it is haram to see. Though unintentionally. But that also he said, today I make a promise and I make it in front of all of you that I'll never touch the in-flight magazine again. So that like that, that whatever, identify and make a resolution and inform one another. I'm making you people my witness that this thing here I will never do again. That is what is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. And ibadat in the month of Ramadan is for that same goal, so that we give up gunas. And as we had explained, that almost the whole ummah accepts a pious person as one who makes lot of ibadat. But the Quran Sharif explains a pious person in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The pious are only those people who stay away from sin. And the example we gave, a person eats very healthy food, very good food, exercises, his lifestyle is perfect, but he takes 1 gram of poison also. What's the use of it? So we do a lot of ibadat, but some guna with it. As long as we are committing a guna, that person's name cannot come in the list of the pious people. His name is in the list of the sinners. Only when we give up gunas, then our name will come in the list of the pious people. So we have to see in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable, virtuous and pious amongst you are those who have got the most taqwa. Yeah, in the context of the ayat, many people just, their mind goes to one side, that it isn't by your financial position, it isn't by your lineage and the family you belong to that you are a noble person, it is if you got taqwa. But really it is that even if you're making lot of ibadat, but you are committing sin, then you are not in the noble person. Noble person is that person who doesn't commit sin. In the hadith, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun a'badan nas. Stay away from guna and you will become the most pious person in the world. So gunas we have to give up. That is what a person has to understand. And why zikr is prescribed by mashayikh, etc. All our ibadat, Allah himself has said, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. All the purpose of ibadat also, la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you acquire taqwa. Simple bookkeeping, accounting. If you are writing my income so much every day, so much, so much, but you're not writing the debit, what your expenses you are making, what losses there are, how will your business run? And if your accountant comes and says that our turnover is very good, We're doing a fantastic turnover. But on the other side, there's a lot of theft also in the business. There's a lot of things the people are selling under cost also by mistake. And there are many things, other things also. Will that business last? How can that business last? So if we are doing a lot of ibadah, but there is a hole in our bucket at the bottom. By our gunas, we are losing out everything. What are we gaining? And shaitan, he is that bad accountant who doesn't inform us in good time. He keeps it all what you are losing. Good pious people. No parda in the family also. From woman in the family that we have to be making parda. One side we are making lot of ibadah. But the other side, we are very sociable. We meet with everyone. Some people, he's the best person in a party. If he is not there, there is no party. Making jokes at the cost of any person. Lot of ghibat also. Lot of backbiting also. Slandering people also. Eid, they will come. Whatever we had gained, we get together. Then we say, you know, one sati in the khanka, what he was doing. And we identify him and we make jokes about him. All what we earned, the whole Ramzan, gone in 1 second on that day. And good people, learned people sit together. Oh, in this, this happened, there, that happened. And so, to understand this is important. If you don't earn much, you're filling your bucket with just one drop, but there's no hole in your bucket. Your bucket, you're going to get something, even if it doesn't get full. But if you got a big tap open on that bucket, but you got a hole there, everything just going to flow out. And ghibat, shaitan comes in such a way and lets us do backbiting, slandering in our mind, thinking bad about people. So this is the month to acquire this taqwa. And we got very little. Before you know, it will be Eid day. Don't waste our time. Eh? And don't lose sight of our object. Make our ibadat, but the ibadat also is that we become pious, and pious means that we give up sin. And that sin goes out of our life. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand the value of this time. It's only ayyam ma'adudat, just a few days of counting. Before you know, they're going to be finished. And what we have to fill in, get filled in with them. Otherwise, the days will pass empty or negative. With a debit balance we'll go, even worse. So may Allah Ta'ala let us realize the purpose of this month and realize our goal, object. Let us achieve it, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.